Lundy, Christy called. Lundy glared at her. You be wanting something?
I want to know if you have anything to say about the writing on the school wall.
I ain't got nothing to say to you, he spat.
Rayton Smith came to stand beside Lundy. By now, Christy was used to Lundy's angry outbursts. From the first day of school, he'd been this way. But the sneer on his face today was almost more than she could bear. Still, she reminded herself, she wasn't going to get anywhere by yelling at Lundy, even if she did suspect he was responsible for the vandalism. I'm just going to ask once. Do you boys know anything about that writing? Christy asked calmly.
Why are you blaming us? Rate demanded.
He was a taller version of Zack, with the same gray-blue eyes and tangled blonde hair, but there was something troubling in his gaze. I'm not blaming you, I just...
Why don't you ask Rob Allen or John Spencer if they done it?
Rate pressed, his anger growing.
'Cause they can spell, Smith said with a snort. Myself, I don't take no stock in spelling and such. Can't feed an empty stomach with no spelling words.
Boys, Christy said, I thought you might know something.
You know we don't know nothing, Rate shot back.
His words burned with angry sarcasm.
Nothing. Can't add, can't spell, can't do nothing. Ain't worth nothing.
Course, Lundy said with a dark smile. We can shoot the eye out of a deer half a mile ways, quicker than you can spit and holler howdy.
True enough, Smith agreed.
What do you think of that, teacher?
Lundy demanded. I think, Christy said with all the quiet force she could muster, that it's time for you boys to go inside. As they slowly entered the school, big and sullen and full of anger, Christy suddenly felt very small and afraid. She shivered, but she knew it wasn't because of the cold. Lizette just couldn't understand it. If she were the teacher, she would have been angry with the person who'd ruined the front of the school that way. But Miss Christy was sitting at her desk like always, acting as if nothing out of the ordinary had happened. She was reading from a book about a boy named Huckleberry Finn. It was a mighty funny book, and Lizette loved listening to the pretty words. Miss Christy spun them out like pure music. But Lizette had other things on her mind today. She glanced down at her little blackboard. She'd carefully drawn a heart with fancy frills along the outside. It was a little lopsided, but still, it wasn't a bad-looking heart, not at all. John Spencer had carved a heart just like it on the big spruce near the bridge over Big Spoon Creek. He'd worked on it for 2 afternoons to get it just so.